Parak Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Af al pisha amru, even though we mentioned already in Mishnah Gimel, emimashkin and nashim v'avadim muktanim, that women, servants, and minors, they're not obligated to give the half a shekel, and neither will we be mimashkin, neither will we collect the collateral if they don't give, because they're not obligated to give, right? Im shaklu mekablim miyadim, if they decided to give that shekel, then we can accept it from them, because if they're doing it on their own volition, we could accept it. The hesitation would be that you would think maybe they're not giving it as a real gift. So you have to notify them that you're giving it as a matana gemura, full gift. And the point is that once it's a full gift, it's part of the communal, you know, collection, and now the karbanos that we bring from it are totally communal. That's the key. If they're only giving it half-heartedly, then you can use that money to buy karbanos. It's not really communal karbanos, because some people, you know, are really just holding on to their money. They're not giving it with a whole heart. So as long as they know they're giving it with a full heart, then we can accept it. And not only that, but the Yerushalmi brings down that minors that are at the stage that they have shtei saros, they have two hairs growing in their manly area. So the Chacham say they can even be toveah, they can even collect from them, even knock on the door and collect from them, because they're at that, you know, they're old enough in their minorhood to be to have the obligation really to be giving, and they could even collect from them. So that's something new. Hanachri, a guy, v'hakusi, and a kusi, sheshaklu, that decided to give the macht to shekel, in the kabbalm yadam, we don't accept from them at all. A guy is a guy, right? He's not part of the Jewish people. And the kusi are goyim that the king of Ashur brought from Kuta. He brought them from Kuta and from other lands. He placed them in Shomron, and they became converts. They became gerim because there were lions that were attacking and eating them up. Like it says in the story in Sefer Malachim, but it wasn't really a real conversion out of goodwill. So they're not really considered converts, they're not really considered gerim. So according to our Mishnah, they're like a regular guy. And therefore we don't accept the macht shekel from them. V'yem nekabla miyadam kinei zavin, if they wanted to bring a kinei zavin, is karbanos, that is zav, it's a male that has some kind of emission from the body that he brings to purify himself. It's these type of birds he brings as a karban. We don't accept it from neither a guy nor a kusi. Nor Vikini Zavos, the carbon of these two birds of a zav for a female. Vikini Yoldos, or a woman that gives birth, that's bringing two doves as a carbon to purify herself. So if it's coming from a guy or a kusi, we don't accept it. Vikataos Vashamos, or a sin offering, a chatas, or an asham, another kind of sin offering, we don't accept it, not from a guy and not from a kusi. Aval, but nedar and nedav was mekabel miyadam. A nedar and a nedav we will accept not just from a kusi, but even from a guy, because these are just voluntary gift karbanos. And the difference between the two of them is a nedar, a promise, is, for example, he says, "I promise I will give a cow." So he has to give a cow, whether it's this cow or another cow, he has to bring a cow as a karban. A nedav is, he says, "I promise I'll give this cow." So if this cow gets lost, I don't have to make a replacement because I only said this one, not a cow. I said this one, dafka, this one. So that's the difference between a neder and a nedava. And both a guy and a kusi could bring these nedarim and nedavos if they wish. Zachal, here's the rule. Koshin nidir v'nidiv, anyone that is in the category to give a neder karban or a nedava karban. So mekablam yadam, will accept it from them. And it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, ish ish mi beis Yisrael. It's talking about karbanos. So the Torah says, why is it ish ish, man, man? Why is it repetitive? So it's coming to teach us, even a guy, even a kusi, they decide to give these neders or these nedavas on their own volition, we will accept it. But kol she'ein yidiv v'nidiv, they can't give, anyone that can't give the regular obligatory karbanos, let's just say, like we mentioned earlier, like for a zav or for a yoledes, for someone that has a zav admission, or one that gives birth. So there are obligatory karbanos that you bring, or any other example where there's an obligatory karban. So the eim kabel miyadam, we don't, you know, accept if they wanted to bring it. And for example, these you know, kusian guys, we don't accept what they want to bring, because then they don't have that obligation on them and they can't bring it. We only said they can bring another nedava. But because they can't bring, you know, all the normal obligatory stuff, so we don't accept anything from them. Not even something that they wanted to give, you know, to the Bet HaKabayis, to the treasury. And that's exactly our case, the half a shekels, right? Because they can't bring the standard obligatory karbanos, they can't even contribute to the treasury for the half a shekel. V'cheinu meforesh, and it says explicitly, Ayli Ezra, in the Sefer of Ezra. Shnemer, as the Pasuk says, Lo lechem, not for you, v'lanu, and to us, livnos es beis elokeinu. So it's talking about there that Ezra was, you know, building the base of Mikdash, and the Kusis came along and said, hey, we want to help out. And Ezra said, no, we're not accepting any money from you because you're not part of us. And therefore, we're not going to accept your donations and you can't take a portion in the building of the base of Mikdash. It's going to be done strictly by the Jews. So here you see that because they're not in the category of bringing real karbanos, we don't accept money from them. Not for giving the half shekel, not for giving money towards building the base of Mikdash. They're just not, you know, part of us. But if they want to just bring regular, you know, optional karbanos, they could do that, but they're never going to have a portion in real communal, you know, activities like the Machtz HaShekel. Moving into Mishnah Vav, the Elu Shechayevin B'Kalbon, the following are obligated in a Kalbon. So a Kalbon comes from the word Kalbon. It's like a light piece. It was like a small coin that they would add to the half shekel when they brought it in the base of Mikdash. And this was a takana of the Chachamim, an enactment of the Chachamim, because normally when you have to, change coins by money changer, you have to pay a little fee. So if you're going to be changing coins by the base of Mikdash, you give that extra fee to the base of Mikdash. And we're going to discuss exactly how this works. So let's see right away. The Elu Shechayevim B'Kalbon, the following are obligated in a Kalbon. Levim, v'Yisraelim, v'Gerim, v'Avadim, m'Shuchrarim. So a Levi, a Yisrael, a Ger, a freed servant, since all these are obligated in giving a shekel, and we could even, you know, take collateral from them if they don't give the shekel, like we mentioned in Mishnah Gimel. So they're also obligated to give this kalbon. And again, we'll expand upon a kalbon in just a minute. Avalo kohanim, kohanim are not obligated to give a kalbon. Avalo, even though they're obligated to give a half a shekel, right? Nevertheless, since we don't, you know, take collateral from them, the kalbon also we won't collect from them. V'nashim v'avadim uktanim, women, servants, this is going on, you know, evikananis, like we mentioned earlier, and minors, since they're not obligated to give a half a shekel, even if they decide to give the shekel, right, this half shekel, they're not obligated either to give a kalbon. What about hashokel ay de kohen? If a person gives a shekel for a kohen, o ay de isha for a woman, o ay de evedor for a servant, o ay de katan for a minor. Meaning, he gives a full shekel, half for himself, and the other half should be for one of these people that are in the category that are really exempt from giving a kalbon. So, since they're giving for someone that would be exempt from a kalbon, patur, they themselves are also from exempt from a kalbon. So, it's like a loophole. As long as you're giving the shekel for yourself and for somebody, you have one shekel, half of it's for you, half of it's for a person that's normally exempt from a kalbon, you also get exempt from the kalbon. Whereas, vim shekel al yodav al yodei chaveray, but if you decide to give one shekel, half for yourself and half for your friend. For example, your friend lends you, and strictly with lending, and we'll explain why in the next Mishnah tomorrow. But strictly if your friend lends you, you know, the half the shekel, then you give one, half for you and half for your friend. Then, chayiv b'kalbon echad, you are chayiv in the kalbon. Whereas Reb Meir says, not only you chayiv, but shnei kalbonos, you chayiv in two kalbonos. Okay, and now let's expound upon what this kalbon is. So the way it works is that when they would go to a money changer, right, and they're giving money, say they would take a shekel and they have to split it in half to half a shekel, right? So when they would split it in half, the money changer would charge them a fee. Okay, so now that they're going to the base of Mikdash, they have to give that extra fee they would have given the money changer to the base of Mikdash. So according to the Chachamim, if you're giving an actual half shekel for yourself, you don't have to give a kalbon because there's no fee. You gave the exact coin. Whereas Reb Meir holds that regardless if you gave the actual coin or you gave a full shekel that has to be swapped for a half a shekel, you always have to give a kalbon nonetheless. And in the case where you're giving, you know, one kalbon for you and your friend, so according to the Chachamim, right, if you just give the exact chatzi shekel for yourself, you don't have to give a kalbon because there's no exchange going on. If you give a full shekel coin to the base of Mikdash for you and a friend, And that friend normally would be chayiv in the kalbon, right? We're not doing the shtick that we mentioned earlier. So now, since the Beis Hamikdash would have to split that shekel into two half shekels, then you have to give a kalbon. Okay, so that's the opinion of the Chachamim. Whereas a mayor holds that if you give a half shekel itself, you still have to give the kalbon, because they don't care whether technically, oh, I'm giving the exact coin, I don't have to go to money changer. You're still chayiv to give the kalbon. And now if two of you partnered up and gave one shekel to the Beis HaMikdash, for half for each of you, Rameir is going to hold, he looks at it as if each of you are still giving half shekels each, and even though they're the actual coin, which technically wouldn't have to be, you know, split, he says that you have to give two kalbons now. So when you give that one shekel for you and your friend, right, of course it's got to be split, so you have to give a kalbon, a coin to Chachamim, and a coin to Rameir. But Mary says you have to give a second kalbon as if both of you are giving those half shekels. So that's the idea. It's an extra coin given, you know, in place of what they would have given to the money changer for his services. You give that to the Beis HaMikdash, you know, in case they're going to have to go to a money changer and swap it. They shouldn't lose out. And then there's different opinions of, you know, according to Chachamim and according to Rav Meir, when the kalbon would be applicable and or how many kalbons would be applicable. And lastly, Hanosim, if a person gives a Sela was like the Mishnah coin, which is equal to a shekel of the Torah. So he gives a Sela to the Beis HaMikdash, but note that only it takes change of a shekel of half a coin. So now even the Chachamim will say, you're chayv shnei kalbanos, two kalbanos. Why? Because when you gave that Sela just for yourself, so giving to the Beis HaMikdash would technically be like one exchange, and then receiving the half shekel will be a second exchange. So there, even the Chum will hold that he'd have to give two kalbanos because technically there's two exchanges going on. Okay? And that wraps up the Mishnah. And just to clarify this last case, he's not, you know, before he was giving one shekel, for him and his friend, each, you know, have each had that half value in it, so they only have to give one kalbon for the two of them. But here, he gave one shekel and then he received half a shekel back, so there's two transactions going forward here. So here, even the Chum hold that there's got to be two kalbons given, one for the giving of the shekel, and one for the exchange he's receiving of the half shekel back, because he's just doing it for himself.